This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, before we get started, here's a quick update on some information that we mentioned in the show. We were wondering when that first Blues playoff game might be, and it turns out it is going to be this Saturday at 5 p.m. Central, and it's going to be on TNT. So you'll hear us speculate a little bit about when it might be. So it's this Saturday at 5 on TNT. Let's go, Blues!
Welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportist, an occasionally smart, always irreverent look at sports in St. Louis and beyond. And now, your St. Louis Sportist.
And welcome to another episode of the St. Louis Sportist podcast. My name is Ron Cook, and I am joined by Joe Sperlin.
Good evening.
Doug Lansdowne.
Everybody had a good day today.
Tom Mathis.
Let's go, Blues.
And Keith Farrell is again on assignment. The good news for Keith and his friends is we will not be taunting him about any country and Western legends this week.
Cheers, Keith.
Yeah.
In this episode, the St. Louis Blues arrive in the playoffs. The Cardinals keep it 500. It was a Masters for the ages. Strange days for Tennessee football, and City scores, but not enough. St. Louis Sportists are brought to you by First Coast Steel Buildings. Tom, I don't know if you've heard the forecast up here, 2 to 4 inches of rain this weekend. You know, and if you've got tools or anything outside, you could certainly use something from Jason and the team at First Coast Steel Buildings to, you know, keep things nice and dry. Jason and his team will work with you to meet your specific needs, and you can catch them at 912-314-4848 or 1stcoaststeel.com. And again, that's the number 1stcoaststeel.com. And we'll hear more from them later in the show. Yeah, Tom, 2 to 4 inches more of rain this weekend in the St. Louis metro area.
Yeah, that's just what we need after what we had, 2 weeks ago? So
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to see the total for April. We're really doing well.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun, but if it's going to be raining, you know, the best thing that you could probably do is go to the Local House Bistro, because we're coming to you from the Local House Bistro studio. And, you know, they're going to have a lot of sports action up there this weekend. You've got Battle Hawks. You've got your St. Louis Cardinals, and oh, how about some St. Louis Blues playoff action? Yeah, they'll have that in the main bar area where there are 7 TVs, and you know, you will never miss a play at the Local House Bistro. They have a brand new menu that I have actually tried a couple of times, some really good items there. They brought back one of my favorite pizzas. It's the flatbread. It's sweet and spicy, sweet and hot. Got some jalapenos on it. very, very tasty. It's one of those that you think, I'll have half tonight and half tomorrow, but it's so good, you kind of like end up eating most of it the first night. Good problem to have. So in addition to that, they also always have steaks, pastas, fish, and bar favorites, burgers. We talked about the pizza, lots of good apps. Great group to take care of you up there. Tim, Holly, Jackie, Whitney, Darian, Cheyenne, Cooper will bring your food to you, and Jacinda at 16524 Manchester Road. Eat local, drink local, and love local. It's the Local House Bistro. And let's hear some quick hits. First, we go to Joe Sperlin.
You know, even though it's spring football, obviously football's jumping back in here. You got the NFL draft. That's kind of interesting how those guys have moved around. And hey, and by the way, 13 and 12 will get your jersey retired at Colorado.
Has Cordell Stewart been reached for comment yet?
Cordell Stewart, Eric Bieniemy. I mean, there's a lot of them. But I don't even know what to say on that one, but there you go.
Do you think when Shadur heard about that, he's like, Dad, really?
He probably said, Dad, what took so long?
Yeah.
You don't truly know the dynamic there. That's a good point. So, Tom, what do you have?
The Cardinals are kind of exciting. You know, we'll talk about it later, but they're going to be fun to watch this summer. That's really, you know, we like for them to contend, but being exciting will be good.
Yeah, and, you know, I know we'll get into this. We were talking a little bit before we went on the air about the who's who of elite starting pitchers they've already knocked off this season.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you've got, you know, it's possible we've probably already beaten the starter for the National League in the All-Star game.
Which one?
Yeah, crazy. Just crazy. Mr. Lansdowne.
Going to tell a story. You may have heard it over Masters weekend. You know, Rory did not speak to Bryson the whole time on Sunday, but they retold the story a day or two before this. There's only been three hole-in-ones on number 12, and Claude Harmon made the first one in 1947 or 48, and he was playing with Hogan. And, you know, Ben Hogan never spoke to people or anything like that, and he never, ever birdied 12. He wouldn't hit it close to the hole. And I think it was the third round, he birdies 12. Well, he's playing with Claude Harmon, who's Butch Harmon's dad. He actually won the Masters the next year. Well, Claude makes a hole in one. And they walk to the 13th tee, and Hogan had the tee. And Harmon got ready to tee off, and Hogan looked up at him and said, "What'd you have on that hole?" You know, I guess Rory had his Hogan face on because he didn't speak to Bryson the whole time. So,
oh my, yeah, I heard that. That surprised me a little bit. You know, and it's funny. We go back to the famous Faraday interview where Faraday asked Rory if he enjoyed golf, and he you know act like he'd been, you know, hit with a sack of flour for a second and finally said, "No, I don't. It's my job." and you know, I think he finished by saying, "Maybe after I retire, I hope I can go out and play nine with my son and I might enjoy it then. But no, it's my job."
Yep.
He's an interesting guy. So I'm going to go for my quick hit to the St. Louis Cardinals and something we talked about a couple weeks ago. Last night, we've all heard it before, many fans disguised as empty seats. And I know they were going up against probably, Tom, one of the most exciting nights in St. Louis since. I'll go back to when they were playing the Avalanche in, 22 or 3?
Yeah.
22.
22, I believe. Yeah.
Right. In the famous Nassim Kadri series, we'll just call it that, after he disabled Jordan Bennington with what some people believe was a cheap shot, me included. So anyway, last night, not that many people at Busch Stadium. It was not an all-time record low by about 1,000 people. But they did come out with numbers yesterday for the first time, and or they just kind of made the announcement that, you know, last year the Cardinals, despite the going over the cliff I finished 7th in major league attendance this year. They're at 12th already. So they've taken a tumble. The discussion around town seems to be people think that this is going to rebound over the summer because it's going to be warmer. You're going to have, you know, people for vacation. And right now you've had just about the worst set of conditions possible. You've had school nights, you've had cold weather, and you've had a really strange group of opponents. You've had the Angels and the Twins and, you know, the Astros, who used to be bitter rivals. But now it's like, OK, quick, name an Astro other than Altuve. So I think it's going to be better, but it's still not that good. But, you know, as we said a few weeks ago, the one solution is to win. They do that, they'll be okay. And speaking of winning, Tom Mathis, the St. Louis Blues advanced to the Stanley Cup playoffs last night in convincing fashion.
yeah. 6-1. Nice win. Way to go. And they jumped right on them. I mean, you know, they never let up. I was kind of worried because Utah/Phoenix kind of has had their number. And, but they, you know, they didn't even give them a chance last night. So I'm very happy with it. I think this team has come together exactly, you know, kind of how we envisioned it or hoped. And it's just been a fun ride. You know, that 12 game winning streak was incredible. And especially in hockey, you know, that 12 for hockey, that's like a 20 game baseball winning streak. So, and I mean, they're fun to watch, you know, and they act like they enjoy playing together right now.
Yeah. And we might have seen a little bit of history last night with a youngster getting his first NHL goal. Joe Sperlin, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I saw that.
Mr. Jimmy Snuggerud. So not bad to have a guy like that come in and start contributing. And Tom, did you notice he was on the first power play last night?
Well, a couple of games ago, he was like the third in the shootout. And he, I think he was like late in the game he was playing, you know, and I'm like, you know, this guy was in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago playing college hockey. And here he is, you know, at the end of the game's playing. And he doesn't miss a beat. You know, you can't tell he was a rookie and, you know, not even a full season yet. So he stepped right in and he hasn't had a letdown at all.
Do they call that a snuggie?
Yeah.
Can we get that started up there? Every time he scores, can we call it a snuggie?
Now, that actually happened last night at Dr. Kim Simon's house with her and Jamie Kay. Actually, it started at in the Dome a couple weeks ago. There's all sorts of that thing going around.
I
so
was waiting. That's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, what is the nickname? What have they established as this guy's nickname?
Well, and similar to some of the Cardinal things, was it, Tom, was it Willie McGee that lived with Ozzie Smith or something like that? You know, we've got... Yeah, Snuggerud is living with Captain Braden Schenn right now. So that's not a bad thing for someone coming up in his situation to, you know, have a...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
A Stanley Cup winning veteran who's the captain of the team to kind of, you know, teach him a little bit about how to be a pro.
Right. Yeah, he's like, he took him in right away. You know, it was no doubt. And, you know, he's been with them for a couple of weeks now. So, you know, it's kind of Robert Thomas with the Kachucks, you know, and then, you know, he took him under his wing and it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your prediction on the series versus Winnipeg?
Well, the thing about Winnipeg is Connor Hellebuck is not a playoff goalie. I'll say it that way. He's not, you know, he hasn't had a playoff series like Jordan Binnington, and they've had some first round exits. So I expect the Blues to win.
Yeah, they're a very solid team, and believe it or not, they won. They actually ended the Blues winning streak here in St. Louis. And the irony that we were talking about last night is, if you remember the Four Nation, he was the goalie for the U.S. and Binnington was the goalie for Canada. And so, of course, now Binnington is playing for the Canadian playing for the U.S. team. And yeah, right. Yeah. So they haven't said if it starts Saturday or Sunday. I'm hearing Saturday. Last night, Kerber said that it might be Sunday because there are two concerts scheduled in that arena on Friday night. Are you ready for this? Nelly. And then how perfect is that? And then on the second night, it was Saturday night, it was going to be Bachman Turner Overdrive. So things are up to date in Winnipeg.
I know which one I'd be going to.
And I think Brooks and Dunn is playing up there too at some point. So
who's up there, Tom?
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh,
and
they
said they're not moving their concert. So, but they're trying to move some stuff around.
So you're saying that this group was not the only one surprised that the Blues were making the playoffs?
Well, this is Winnipeg.
That's in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. Yeah.
Yeah.
So has Keith heard of Brooks and Dunn?
I bet he has.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I bet he has, but I'll follow up and report back.
I'll almost forgive Porter Wagner, but Brooks and Dunn would be hard to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do some checking on that. And so, yeah, anyway, so the playoff action begins this weekend, either Saturday or Sunday. And then, so the first two up in Canada, and then the scene shifts back to what I'm sure will be a sold out Enterprise Center. So back to the non-sold out Busch Stadium, Doug Lansdowne. The Cardinals, 9-9. Some nights they shut the opponent out. Some nights they get shut out. Interesting team to watch. You never know what you're going to see.
They are interesting. They've been fun to watch. So some of those younger guys do look good. And, you know, Arenado's doing okay. You know, they're getting this with Contreras has done nothing. So, you know, and who would have thought that we'd have a catcher named Tozo? And he'd hit the ball. But anyway, yeah. They've been fun to watch. So, but they are probably 500. Which is kind of what we thought they'd be, you know?
The aforementioned new catcher swings like Joaquin Andujar, by the way.
I don't think they have the pitching to get 6 or 8 games above 500. I just don't think they can do it.
No, and it's funny that you said 6 because we're getting ready to go to the 6-man rotation, Tom. Steven Matz retired 15 consecutive hitters today.
Did he really? Wow, that's amazing.
Just stay healthy.
Yeah. Houston must have already been on the plane ready to go, but go wherever they were headed next. So,
you know, I'll say this, at least everybody in the Central's about 500. There's no one, you know, like the Padres and the Dodgers that, you know, are like, what, 15-4 or something like that, I believe. And so, you know, they're kind of hanging around with everybody else. And
if the Rockies have already been eliminated from this year's playoff contention.
And then there you go.
Yeah, the Rockies White Sox, it's going to be quite a series when those two teams match up this year. But no, you're right, Joe. I took a look at that National League West. Yesterday was the first time I actually said, okay, let's take a look at the standings top to bottom. And I looked at that National League West and I'm like, oh my gosh. But we were actually watching the Dodger game when it got so out of hand, they put Rojas in the backup, and he was imitating the Dodger pitchers after it was 11-0. And so he was throwing 56-mile-an-hour pitches. He threw one that was 44 miles an hour. And so then he would, like, he did a Kershaw where he would, like, you know, come to a deep set, and then he would, like, do the kick and then, you know, throw a 56-mile-an-hour pitch. And, of course, as happens every time, the Cubs hitters were so off, they were fouling him off and swinging and missing. And, you know, a couple of them, like, launched big bombs. But then, of course, he was having, he was, like, looking into the dugout, like, at the guy and, like, nodding at them, like, yeah, with you.
At least they enjoyed getting knocked around that night then, I guess.
Well, you know, it's even if you win 100 games, you're going to lose 62, right?
Fire.
So, Joe, at-large correspondent, what else around the majors are you seeing?
I think the Padres kind of surprised me, you know, of that with the, you know, you just expect the Dodgers to do their thing, but them and the Giants, you know. Hey, and you start off good, then you get a little confidence, and you never know.
The thing about the Padres is I know they have Tatis and Machado, but I see their games, and it's guys I've never heard of before, you know, and they're just bringing guys up, and they're just, you know, doing great. And I don't know how they do that. I mean, like Merrill last year, he's hurt now, but he had a great year, and they brought somebody up to replace him, and he just steps in and starts hitting.
Tatis made me laugh the other night. They showed him hitting a opposite field bomb first at bat, and then they flashed his stats underneath that and said, 3 strikeouts for the rest of the game. You know, I mean, and I'm like, and there you have it, folks. There's Major League Baseball right there.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I play fantasy baseball, and it's so, it's maddening because you might have a good lineup, but they get everybody gets 3 strikeouts in a game, and you're negative 20, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just ridiculous. It's a 3 true outcomes again.
Yeah, and speaking of 3, Tom, I like how these things are just flowing one into the next. And this also flows into our other theme, Doug, of the spring here on the Sportist. 3 of the top 4 Cardinal pitching prospects are on the disabled list with arm or shoulder injuries. So that would be, let's see, Matthews, Hentz, and Zerpe. All 3 of them. So we'll keep an eye on that. And what's ironic is that the only one that's actually healthy has spent as much to actually probably more time, Tom, on the injured list than he actually has pitching.
Oh, Roby?
Roby, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Tequila, yeah. Roby.
Yeah.
So he's the only healthy one.
Right. And he doesn't know if he'll be able to be a starter or reliever, you know, with his arm. So you just don't know. The thing I've heard about Hintz is they put him on the long-term DL to change his pitching motion. They're trying to change his arm slot. And I'm thinking, it's 5 years later. You know, why is he
now you're doing that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I just don't understand.
There.
I don't know if it was something that the new, you know, Bloom and his guys have seen that they've decided to do that. But that's why they put him on long-term DL.
Unbelievable. Well, and think Hintz weighs about what we all did when we were high school seniors, I think. So
yeah.
He's not exactly a big dude. So Doug Lansdowne, the Masters was one for the ages.
It was good. Rory, you know, he had to win it about 3 times. Of course, he lost it and then had to win it. But, no, it was, I mean, that was really, really good Sunday afternoon. The only 2 I thought that was better was Nicholas, of course, in 86, and then Tiger in 2019. Those were the only 2 I thought that were better.
Did you think he would ever come back after he missed that putt on 18?
Yeah, just because I just thought he was going to win the whole time. Even because he just, like I said, he lost it like 4 times and won it like 4 times. So, and you hate it for Justin Rose because he's such, I think I mentioned last Thursday, he's a really good dude. I mean, a good guy. So I'm glad he did win it and stuff, because he has, and though he gets a lot of money from the PGA Tour, he has stuck by the PGA Tour. You know, he was the voice forever, and, you know, he took all the crap and, you know, and gave crap back out to those LIV guys and stuff. And so, you know, I'm sure they were happy that, you know, Rory could pull that one off.
Especially playing against Bryson that day. So that had to be, you know, doubly fun.
The crazy stat I saw was when Roy made the putt on 10, I think they said, Rose was 7 strokes behind.
Yeah.
And then come back and made that. And then I think the roller coaster of Roy made everyone forget how Bryson did not play well.
Right.
He run out of there faster than Scottie Scheffler did. And there's another guy who's sitting there going, I could have been in the middle of that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Bryson was the car at the end of the Blues Brothers. He just kind of boom. Yes.
I was sitting there going, how quick can he get on that JetBlue deal he's got on his shirt to get out?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the net jets were warming up, right? So, yeah, definitely one for the ages. So, Doug, they've scrambled our golf calendar now. Is the U.S. Open? No, it's not the Open. It's the PGA Championship.
PGA.
And where is that this year?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It is in Charlotte, North Carolina at Quail Hollow, which Roy has won on that course 4 times.
Hmm.
And I will be attending, not playing, but attending. I will be there on Friday.
Ah, very nice.
What is that, the middle of May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were there on Friday, PGA Championship last year. That's the morning that Scotty got arrested.
Remember that.
We were there.
I remember.
And if you ever go, you know, I mean, we go to events and it rains, you know, and of course baseball gets rained out and, you know, we've been to bad weather, football stuff and everything. But if you're ever sitting at home and you're watching golf and you can see it's raining on TV, it's raining twice as hard in person. It is raining.
Yeah. All right. So, Doug, since you told a story, I'm going to tell my golf story. And this is from back when I was in Joplin at Twin Hills. And we were hanging around the 19th. And one of the guys told us, because, you know, they always play like Opens or PGA. They're in Tulsa, that one course, it seems like. And this one member was talking about when his dad knew someone that got him in the pro shop. And that he's like, now some of the players will actually come out in the pro shop. And this was about 80, 81. So they're standing there. And 82. Oh my gosh.
It was the Southern Hills in 82.
Leave it to Doug. And that would line up being with this guy's age, that would probably line up. So they said that, you know, they're standing there and who walks out but Arnold Palmer? And they're like, you know, excited and terrified. And they walk up and they're like, you know, Mr. Palmer, can we have your autograph? And they said that he actually like gets down like on his knee. So he's like eye level with him. And, you know, they hand him the program and he's like, so do you guys play golf? He like, you know, talks to him for like a little bit and they're like blown away. And they just, you know, have like a moment they'll never forget. And they get up, you know, he gets up, walks out and they see Jack Nicklaus. And they're like, Mr. Nicklaus. And they say Jack just kind of whips around and says, I don't sign inside. And Arnie says, Jack, they're kids. And Nicholas is like, fine, and just walks over and signs. And then he said he shot a glare. Arnie. So anyway, we'll say that was was it the Open or the championship in 82?
No, the PGA championship was at Southern Hills in 82.
Well, perfect. That matches up with the PGA championship. So with that, let's take a break and hear from our good friend Jason and the other good folks at First Coast Steel Buildings. When we come back, absolute mayhem in the state of Tennessee and in college football. And St. Louis City scores, but yeah, still some work to do. We'll be right back.
Are you in the market for a barn dominium, house, garage, man cave, carport, or hobby shop? Wondering how to get started or where to go? Whatever you are looking to design, look no further than First Coast Steel Buildings. Give Jason and his team a call at 912-314-4848. They will guide you through the process, designing your building to fit your specific needs and budget. Call them today at 912-314-4848. Or get inspirational ideas and start designing your own by visiting them at firstcoaststeel.com. Again, that's the number one, S-T, coaststeel.com. Their low-cost buildings are fully galvanized steel, providing you with worry-free, low-maintenance requirements, integrity, quality, and a family-first approach. First Coast Steel Buildings. 912-314-4848 or firstcoaststeel.com. Discounts for military and first responders.
And we are back in the Local House Bistro studio on the St. Louis Sportist Podcast, joined by Joe Sperlin, Tom Mathis, and Doug Lansdowne. My name is Ron Cook. And Joe, I had no idea what was going to happen in Tennessee this week. I don't think anyone else really did.
Josh Heupel didn't. You know, and I don't think no one else did. Just when you thought this NIL things and the money couldn't get any crazier, that happens. And like we said earlier, the stories are going to come out. You know, the big breakup, you know, as Keith used to say, that gal that left before we even ordered dinner. Well, you're not going to say very nice things about her and tell everyone else how terrible she was and how mean she was. But I mean, it's just flat out greed. Now's the best time to get our money and didn't tell anybody about it. And once again, whatever side you're going to believe, but hey, this guy may have messed it up for everyone. You know, hey, he was the one that you're at the pizza party and it's all you can eat pizza and he was stuffing pizza in his pockets. And he ruined it for everybody else. No more pizza parties.
Exactly. So by way of recounting what happened here, the starting quarterback of 1 year for Tennessee, who very unusually signed a 4-year NIL deal. Most of them are like one that kick over, but he signed a 4. Word got out that he was shopping.
Yeah, and he was there from Appalachian State, and now he's, I can't imagine he's looking to go somewhere else. So now it's like you're there for a couple of months, and then it's, I'm going to go look somewhere else. And that's going to set a chain of events, because who's Tennessee going to have quarterback for him? And there's rumors going around that the guy that left Tulane that went to Duke for $4 million is now looking to come to Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's just a freshman. He just played his 1 year there. So that was one of the names I saw, that Tennessee has been, quote, contacted by people.
So the thing that we've talked about before about having to re-recruit your own players isn't just in the recruiting. It's almost like a year-round thing now.
Well, or in this case, a daily thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was before the spring game, and he says, I'm gone.
And you know, you gotta applaud Heupel for standing up, but I mean, nobody wins in this deal. Nope. Because it just produces more chaos.
There was a story in The Athletic about a couple that were coming to the spring game, and they hadn't heard anything about this, and they were wearing jerseys of the quarterback, and people saw them and said, you guys want to put some tape over the name. you need to cover up that guy's name.
Well, I saw what they covered the name up with and wrote some stuff on it.
But, and the other thing besides the NIL money is their eligibility. Mizzou had a guy who entered the transfer portal over the weekend, and all the media guys were like, well, we thought he was done. We didn't think he had any eligibility left. But he thinks he does, so he's out there trying to get some more money. And it's like these guys can play as long as they want anymore.
Well, as we said, this has caused more, Ron said chaos, but it just shows how the system, I wouldn't even say it's broken. I don't think it was ever run right to beginning. And it was simply the NCAA lost control because every time the NCAA said, no, you can't do that, they got sued.
Right.
So the NCAA said, all right, then go ahead, do it. It's not our money, it's your money.
Right.
And they're trying to get it under control, and it's right now, there is no control. There's no one. And I have people say, well, there's going to be collective bargaining. And I went, you talk about lawsuits, collective bargaining for who? How are you going to have collective bargaining over a group of players that have no power?
Right.
Well, are you going to declare that players are now, quote, employees of the university? That's not going to work.
Yeah, just go up to, can you imagine, one of those guys going up to chemistry professor and saying, hey, you know, we work together.
Yeah. and I'll guarantee you, there are lawyers right now saying, we are preparing for the day when we get to represent this, because it is just, I mean, they're sitting there going, this is going to be money for everybody, because the NCAA has no power, they have no control, and everyone's saying what to do, but you can't do it. I mean, I love it when they say, well, there needs to be a salary cap. For what? The collective bargaining makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
Like, their lawyers just, their ears are working up on fire when they hear the words of collective bargaining.
Tom, I have quoted you from last week's podcast several times near the end when you said they rolled out NIL without a plan.
That's exactly. I mean, it just hopped out there, and they didn't have any idea what they were going to do, how they're going to handle it. And then, and like Joe said, everybody sues them. You know, the state Tennessee Attorney General sued them because of NICO. And then a year later, he jumped ship, you know, so there's no loyalty to the school, to the team, to nothing anymore. It's all about me and my family, how much money we can get.
I don't think they ever envisioned paying a guy who'd played 1 year of college football or no years of college football $4 million, $5 million.
Nope.
And I think when it started, that the players would have been like, hey, you know, when this all gets going here in a couple of years, you're going to make millions of that. And the players are going to go, no, there's no way.
Right. And all they wanted was money to go, you know, to do the events or, you know, show up.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Do something for, you know, $5,000, $10,000, and now we're talking $4 million. It's just nuts.
Well, and someone pointed out recently, and I this did make me chuckle, if you want to see something, some movies age better than others. And if you want to see one that'll really make you chuckle right now, go back and watch Blue Chips.
I thought that's what you were going to say. A tractor? Happy? Didn't we give a kid a tractor?
And so, and my big thing too is, when is the last time you see a kid ruled academically ineligible? You know, these aren't going to school. I mean, you know they're not going to class. So how do they stay eligible?
They're not going to class because it's called online.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all doing online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, JT Walsh, anytime you needed a shady looking, it's JT Walsh and Hal Holbrook have to be in the Hall of Fame for characters that you know are going to be somehow shifty by the end of the movie. Callahan. So anyway, we could do an entire show on NIL. Who knows? Maybe we will someday. But very quickly, your St. Louis City went out and played the Columbus Crew, and they played them shockingly well. Within the first few minutes of the game, Doug Lansdowne, congratulations on your prediction. A header by João Klaus. Last week, Doug says more headers. Minutes into the game, Klaus on a corner, heads the ball low and away from the Columbus keeper. And City takes a 1-0 lead. However, that would be their only offense. Klaus scored again later in the game, but was ruled to be offside. That sent the sellout crowd at Energizer Park into a frothing at the mouth tizzy. The official said that he did not believe that there would be a replay angle that would show the guy to be offside. I thought that was an interesting way to say, I don't need to look at replay.
It's just like, you know, it's just like the damn block charge call. What is it? Is it a block, a charge? Are they offsides?
Right. You know, that the header comment, that is why Doug is our soccer expert. So,
yeah,
we'll just leave it there.
Yeah, I almost called him during the Arsenal game today when they advanced in the Champions League. There was a technical point that I was wondering about, but I knew he was probably busy. So. This Saturday night in the pouring rain, St. Louis will take on the Vancouver Whitecaps, meaning there will be a Canadian anthem at Energizer Park for the first time this year. And Tom, because we grew up with hockey, we know all the words to the Canadian anthem.
Yes, it is. I had a boss who said that's his favorite song, and I it's got to be up there.
I still get tripped up when they made it, when they changed it from, sons, to us and, all of that, gender inclusive language or whatever.
Yeah. How do you do that?
But I don't know. But anyway, so hopefully brighter days. I will say this, City did have a ton of chances, but I will give Keith Farrell credit on this. They had a ton of chances. They just didn't score. They couldn't finish. The goal, the keeper for Columbus committed a turnover and gave the ball to a City guy probably about, 8-10 feet out. And our guy kicked it wide, which is how things have gone all season. And another one, we had a guy kick a ball that rose just like a rocket taking off. I have never seen a ball go that high that quickly. So I don't know if it's in their head or what now, but
probably is.
something goofy is going on. And with that, we have reached the last call, brought to you by the Local House Bistro, Joe Sperlin.
I will finish my last call on the first one, too. The NFL draft's next week, and I'm interested to see how long Coach Prime and his son will have to sit in the waiting room. It may be another Aaron Rodgers deal. I saw that he was dropping into the 20s now. The private workout to get the Giants come in to take him at 3 did not go well. So I even saw where Jackson Dart was going to go to New Orleans at 9. All of a sudden, he's flown up there.
Imagine that. The Saints taking an Ole Miss quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, gentlemen, who else is in your Green Room Hall of Fame?
Oh,
I go to Brady Quinn. Remember that one?
I was getting ready to say there was another quarterback that was sweating like it was unbelievable. Aaron Rodgers was pretty good.
Well, and then, you know, it's almost like everyone forgets the shenanigans around Eli Manning. It's kind of like, okay, we just don't talk about that.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. That doesn't go well with the story.
Nope.
Doug, what do you have?
Another story. I heard it on the, XM MLB. I think it was Friday or Saturday. And I caught the end of it, but, and it was one of the color commentators for one of the teams. It might have been CJ Nikowski, but his son had pitched the night before and it was his first varsity start. And I think he's like 15. And, you know, they were talking to him. He goes, oh, I didn't go very good, you know, everything like that. And he said, what'd you say? And he said, oh, I didn't say much. He said, but leave it to my wife. She said, hey, it's okay. She said, you know, every time Dad pitched bad, we had to move. So I thought that's a really good story. I'm glad I got to hear that.
It is a good story. You know, and on a somewhat, you know, along those lines, Jamie and I went to a Blues forum one time, and they had, they had Robert Thomas, but then they had a couple of the guys. You remember Levo, the guy that shot every single time, Tom?
Yep, sure do.
They had him and a couple of the other guys like that that were kind of like, you know, fringe players. And they said, you know, what's some of the tougher stuff about life in the NHL? And he said, well, I don't know. You know, I'm on a two-way contract, so I could be playing in Springfield, Massachusetts, or I could be playing in St. Louis all season. Where do we put our kids in school?
Right.
Where do we make our primary residence? And, you know, and I have to admit, I had never thought about that situation before.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't think about the families, and you know, what they have to go through, and you got to make some tough decisions there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom, what do you have?
Well, the next 2 months are going to be a lot of fun. We've got the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that's a grueling love fest between all these teams. So it's I just enjoy it. I want the Blues to win, obviously, but it's just fun watching the whole playoffs.
Yeah, and are you growing a playoff beard this year, Tom?
I will not be. No.
Okay, I don't think I should either. So hopefully it would be a very long one, but anyway. And mine is by way of follow-up to one of the things that Keith mentioned during our very first week. It was actually led to the title of an episode, and that was Rafael Devers, who, as we might remember, got off to a bit of a rough start this season. I believe in his first 19 at-bats this year, he struck out 15 times in his first 19 at bats. And then so last night I saw, as a matter of follow-up, if you are on X or Twitter, Bill James, yes, the Bill James is still very active on Twitter, and he has an incredibly fun feed to follow. And last night he says Rafael Devers OPS plus for the season now exactly matches his career number, 127-127. So Rafael has snapped back, and you know, they always talk about when you start the season like that, it gets magnified. Whereas if that happens, you know, in the middle of September when college football season's going, no one notices, no one cares. But know, start of season, everyone notices.
He got healthy when a certain pitching staff from St. Louis showed up into Boston.
Yeah. The Cardinals played a big role in that.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Miles Michaelis in particular. So yes, you can, I think he returned to the mean, as they like to say. So with that, we thank all of you for joining us on the St. Louis Sportus podcast. Please be sure to like, follow. You can catch us on all of the traditional podcast outlets. And for this week, Joe Sperling, thank you, sir.
Always enjoy visiting with you guys.
Doug Lansdowne.
Yep. Had a great time.
And Tom Mathis.
Another fun podcast. Thank you, guys.
And cheers to Keith Farrell, who is on assignment. So, and thank you for listening. We will catch you again next week on the St. Louis Sportus podcast. Take care.
And that wraps another episode of the St. Louis Sportus podcast. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. You can find these guys on all major podcast platforms. And thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.